HKO4 HKX Mobile. Hope you're having a good start to your day.
My bad spot. Should be getting here. Better here shortly. Just give me a minute. KD4 IOX.
Problem. KO4 HKX Mobile.
KN4 TFW Mobile.
KO4 CEF Mobile.
Ken, good morning, Andrew.
Good. How doing this morning?
I'm doing good. A little chilling, but I'm good.
KO4 IYZ. Morning, fellas.
Good morning, Matthew. KO4 HKX.
Good morning, Matthew. KN4 TFW.
KO4 CEF.
But, hey, how about those college football rankings for the bowl game? I don't follow it. Sorry about that. No, it's just the talk. I don't know what the topic was, but in the talk the last couple of days, how disappointing the whole college ranking thing is, and the way they figure out the bowl games.
Bracket.
Yeah, no doubt there's truth there.
That far, so I don't have to worry about the championship part of.
Talking snow up by you tonight. Are you high enough up that way?
I'll have to look. I hadn't heard the four-letter dirty word yet.
They were talking about some upslope snow. You might not be far enough west, I guess, to get it, but they're talking maybe an inch or two at least tonight anyway.
Listen in the forecast for me, so that's good.
I would agree, that's good.
I just like it.
Yeah, at least a flake or two.
Further north.
I said we're supposed to be wetter and colder than normal this year.
I've heard the same thing. And I think the snow that Matthew's talking about is about right around Boone in that area, which is about 1,000 feet above me. You get to that 3,500 foot mark, and that's where you start getting into those early snows like this.
Yeah, that's probably how far up it is. I don't think it's any close to us, but that's okay. There's a lot of time left to see that possibly happen around here.
If I stand corrected, that I think the accumulations are supposed to be at 3,500 feet or higher, but they're looking at snow for lower elevations. Testing anyway. KD4 IOX, good morning, everybody.
Morning, Leon. And Eric was in there. He doubled with you real quick, so give him space to get in here.
Good morning. I heard you guys talk about the four-letter word there.
A few in the group that just, they won't snow every time you turn around.
Good morning, Eric.
That's at least one.
Not for me.
Once a year would be a blessing, wouldn't it?
To the time. Problem for me is where I'm on that north side of the mountain. Don't get enough sun this time of year to get rid of it, and it hangs around way too long.
The ground about November and not leave until about March.
New York, that's about what we had. It would snow sometime around the end of October, middle of November, and it would be on the ground until March, April.
Yeah, pretty much the same, except it could go a little bit later.
Had a few hours down here.
That kind of snow.
In May when I left Colorado.
A few years, not too long ago, that at the house, it hit the ground in mid-December and it was there till March. Just, like I said, just don't get enough sunshine to get rid of it, and the temperatures stayed pretty cold that year. So, rather not see that again because it makes a muddy mess in my house. I mean, muddy mess.
I'm here whenever I went to work, and they usually don't shut the plant down until 85. It starts slowing down, or the tractor trailers come in sideways. And we were there all
wait till lunch, and they finally made the call, let everybody leave. By the time we got out the door, most of the roads had already melted, and everything was almost gone.
Thing around here, at least, you get a pretty quick melt off. But hey, 2 years ago in January, it was pretty tough. A few days because it got real cold after that. About 6 inches wet snow, 7 inch wet snow by Table Rock, and temperatures plummeted. Wires came down. Ended up with 3 day power failure, and pretty dicey roads for a couple few days. That was right after that crazy windstorm 2 weeks prior, with a three day power failure for that too. So 2 years ago. January was pretty rough around here.
No, 2 years ago, January, that was right after I met Courtney, and I was coming up to Shelby a lot, and yeah, I remember that weekend. That was the first time I'd seen snow in a while. In Seneca, South Carolina, we had some like 3 years ago, I think, maybe four, I can't remember.
So bad, but there was the resulting freeze after that pretty strong cold front came through. My gosh, I mean, lows in the single digits for a couple nights, and that stuff just wasn't going anywhere. It was 3 days before it was passable on the road that I live off of. It was terrible.
I'll be out for a little bit. I'm going into the black hole. I'll try to listen, but y'all carry on. KO4HKX.
Early 90s, when I lived in northern Georgia, they started on Monday saying it was going to snow on Friday, and then when Friday got there, they settled on 3 to 6, and 22 inches later, man, the power was out for a week.
73?
Well, Ben.
If I remember, I was driving home in it. I was in Georgia Tech at the time, and it was right over our semester, quarter break, between winter and spring quarters, and I believe it was like the second week of March.
Never even made it to our town.
Full amount of snow, even for up north. I mean, that's just a lot of snow, and for down here, holy smokes.
I-75 from Atlanta to Chattanooga for 3 days.
And snow removal equipment from down north to help out, just like they bring the power guys down.
South Carolina, back at the end of 2010, I think it was January or February of 2011, we got about a foot of snow across the upstate of South Carolina, and that shut everything down for 3 days, and I was like, I showed up for work the next day because, hey, you know, I lived up north and snow didn't close things. And so I drove to work in a foot of snow, which was not really a problem, and nobody was there, so I was just by myself that day.
Stay for the day. Stay for the day, at least.
I think they closed, but we were on salary, so they just paid us anyway, I think.
No, we don't shut down unless the interstate shuts down.
Just while I work, you didn't get the option. You either made it to work or they'd send somebody to come get you. That was when I was riding around one day, got stuck. I had one of my supervisors come out and get me, and he lost his footing, slid into on foot now, slid in the front of my cruiser and bumped my cruiser, which caused my cruiser to start sliding. And nobody was in my cruiser, but it slid and hit a tree behind it. I said, that one's on you. I wasn't in the car.
Oh, that went down for a good long time.
It was a fail by that job.
Report.
I had to do the incident report because of my car. And he was the boss. Have its privileges.
Okay. Get some hot chocolate, sit inside near the kerosene stove. And then it can go away after that.
Snow day with a fire in the fireplace, I'll admit to that.
Well, this year, when it snows real good, I like going to work. If there's even any snow in the mountain, I'm not coming to work. So, basically, you prop the feet up in front of the pellet stove, but just sit back and relax and watch it fall.
interested in joining the ride and the conversation.
Heat up, because you're still driving. KD4 ILX.
Hey, I can't wrap my head around what day it is. It's just hard for me to get that it's Tuesday for some reason.
20 days to shop.
Fun. Hopefully I pick up a few more things, and that'll be it.
We'll like that. That time of year for the company Christmas parties. Y'all got any company Christmas parties going on?
This last week.
Gather Greenville every year, but I don't ever go because it's so far from home. WTJKT.
About an hour for lunch. I think this year they're... We're getting a little bit of food for the associates. I think they're doing wings. They had a couple different choices, but I don't know. My team that I've got, they don't really want to do anything. KO4, CEF.
Well, now they usually have a get together on not Christmas, but I haven't heard anything about it this year, so I don't know what the deal is. Well, the industry's been down, so I don't know if they might be phasing it out this year. KD4 ILX.
Start looking to see what when winter field day is going to be.
This week in January?
January. I got to start looking and see when it is.
Guess the full weekend in January.
I have a Boy Scout outing. I can actually enjoy the weekend.
No, at my destination, you guys have a great day. We'll catch up with you another time. KQ4IYZ, we're out. See ya.
Great day, KD4IYZ.
73, Matthew, good to talk to you this morning. Have a good one. KN4, TFW.
74, CEF. I guess that's about my time, too. I need to head on in. I just pulled the parking lot, so... Y'all gentlemen, have a good one. Be safe out there this morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear.
Have a great day, W2JKT.
73, Andrew. Have a good one. KN4TFW.
And KD4IOX.
Today is January 27th and 28th, 2024.
If it comes up in my schedule and I can't make any good contact, either that or it's... thunderstorming, and I won't turn on the radio.
Having a day's ride. Not working yesterday, which I normally work on Mondays. Really got me kind of not hit my day's ride. I got to remember today's Tuesday, not Monday.
Work lined up for you today.
What about that? They texted me yesterday and said, you mind working Tuesday and Wednesday? I said, absolutely, no problem. Today, Williams sending them back.
Had you be down there on Highway 20, right?
I pick up in, what's that place? Duncan. Pick up in Duncan, we're over to Donaldson, from Donaldson, go to Williamston. From Williamston back to the Duncan, then back to Donaldson, I'm done.
Have it, God, so be with you.
Hourly employee. Just makes them make more money because of somebody's mistake. Just not a way to get around the traffic. Worth the headache trying to avoid it is just sitting there in it, bearing with it. How about some kind of traffic light or something? All these buses that come out of the bus place around 290. School buses. Same time, they all got to get out and they all got to get back in.
Them come out of there in the morning, didn't they?
Line up and get out. What if Patrick's ditching us? Problem on my antenna was finally fixed. Turned out it was a crimped coax.
Coax?
Just a little too tight.
Ooh, somebody ran off the road. Where's it? Oh, dang, he's pulling a double. About the 74.
Yeah, I think I saw that. They got a big crane tow truck up there and a couple of police cars and a couple of fire trucks there, I think, pickups.
And I saw he's way off of the road. I mean, he's 100 feet off the road.
southbound, I tried to look over there to see why there were a bunch of cops there, and I couldn't see anything, and I figured maybe it was a wreck or something, but I couldn't see it from the southbound side.
You're in a tree. I barely could see it.
A truck.
Yeah, it was a big truck pulling a double.
Yeah, not a big fan of the doubles.
Get away from you.
But everything was intact. It looks like just way off of the road. I mean, it didn't look like it was, you know, all tore up.
Chime in.
And that, they just don't have no places for you to rest at anymore for the truck drivers.
See, Elijah, what I'll tell you, you have to stop it, you have to rest. But we're not going to let you stay anywhere.
Travesty, you know, you can only drive so many hours and it's a hard cutoff. And, but then you can't find any place to park because, you know, if you don't park at a designated place, they'll give you a ticket.
They come in and say that, you know, all of the truck stops are full up and you actually have to make a reservation to park at one.
There's somebody's parked in your spot.
I've been Chick-fil-A here.
Say that.
Yeah, he's rubbing it in this morning.
Or H-Gags, I'm back, guys.
In 4KFW.
At your KD4IOX.
Had that black hole, it's just where it starts and having to drive around through it and make a horseshoe in there. It takes a while to get through there.
Hampton. The diesel for $3.89 at the Murphy up there in Hendersonville. It's $3.99 here at the QT.
66 over at the QT were $2.53 and $2.25 meat.
Oh, this QT always runs a little high. I know they have to pay city tax, but still.
We're in Shelby.
Almost worth the drive, right?
For my guzzling beast this morning.
Unleaded was $3.44. I think diesel was $3.89 or something.
It's just now moved off a full, so. No storm.
Happy when all this construction is done with W2JKT.
Is that ever going to happen?
We'll just start over.
Boys working on 85KF4NXY.
David, KO4HGX.
Patrick, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, David, and the rest of y'all have a great day. Sign. Y'all behave. KD4IOX. Good talking to you.
Leon, stay safe out there today. KO4HGX.
7-3, Leon. Have a good trip and a safe trip to Williamson. KN4GFW.
Great day, W2JKT.
Mr. Leon, KF4NXY.
Guys, I need to open myself a Chick-fil-A restaurant.
Is he right?
King presses. It's like having a money tree in the backyard. Breakfast, and you get hardly anything. Biscuit meal, but they're so much smaller than they used to be. Everything, like the drinks are smaller, the hash rounds are smaller. I think I got 7 hash rounds in this box. And the biscuits are smaller, too.
Shrinkflation that is getting everybody, and the prices are still going up.
Dollar box chicken at Bojangles is now $20.
I don't think it's shrinkflation anymore. I think it's just profit taking.
On that one, to Outback in Hendersonville there Sunday after church, because we had to go to Sam's. And both of us eat off the specials menu. It was $60 for the two of us to eat lunch.
Better for me, Courtney, and the two kids if I get takeout at the Thai restaurant. And we're talking about takeout at a Thai place. It's all like, you know, it's good food, but it's still $90 for the four of us.
Money now because the government's wanting to cut our meat consumption down to 12% of what it is right now. And that's, they're trying to get their money now.
So how are they going to cut meat consumption like that unless they make it where you can't get it?
I don't know. Have you seen where some of the animals are just, all of a sudden they've just died?
Seen that. But guys, I'm going to have to switch vehicles. So, Ken, I know you'll be gone, so I'll say 7-3s. David, Eric, I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX.
W2JKT.
Must have stopped at just the right spot because just the radio went dead. So I'm going to say 7-3. You guys have an awesome day, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
All right, W2JKT73, be safe. It was just New York City that was looking to regulate meat consumption.
04HKX, I'm back, gentlemen.
W2JKT. Now, not sure.
Probably out there listening, but he's going to give him another cup of coffee, so he'll jump in from time to time.
So, how's the changeover this morning? Everything, sorry about that. This motorcycle almost decided to kill himself on my car.
No worries, no worries. Yeah, you got to watch out for yourself and everybody else, too. I know I have to really watch some of the things out here that they're doing because they don't realize I can't stop. I can't move and fit in places that they can.
Motorcycle guys take their lives into their hands a little bit too easily, I think. This guy's just weaving in and out and driving like a maniac.
All the time. I don't know. I don't understand people's thinking anymore. I don't claim to and don't try to.
Me, you know, me first. And, you know, everybody thinks that what they're doing is more important than everything else in the world. So, that's what I chalk it up to anyway. I gave up trying to figure out anything more elegant than that a long time ago.
And rules only apply to everyone else, not them.
Egregious enough, the rules will apply to you. I guess they did kick that guy out of Congress the other day, after all.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that on the radio yesterday. And they were saying, as corrupt as that guy was, he had the most conservative voting record in Congress, and they still kicked him out.
All of the Republicans voted against having the vote, but once they had the vote, most all of them voted to throw him out.
I don't understand our politics or our government anymore. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican or independent, what you are. I can't wrap my mind around how corrupt and inept at doing a job they are.
Inept, I think they could do it easily if they wanted to. They just don't want to.
Come from that one. That's too early in the morning.
Agreed. Happy old day.
I would like to do something this year, but I don't have any plans.
Well, it's the end of the month, which means Courtney is probably going to be pretty busy with work, but I'm thinking maybe if I can get the kids to get interested in it, I might be able to take them and you know, spend a day or out with the Shelby Club or something and give Courtney a few hours to just unwind and decompress. That's how I'm going to pitch it anyway. I don't know if it'll going to work, but we'll see.
Well, you got to try something, and that's a good place to start it any, right?
W2JKT.
Last year, the Blue Ridge Club met out here on, just off of 290, back in there, right in the corner of 25 and 290, and done something, and that was, had a good day doing that, and that was really fun. Quite a few people turned out and had a bonfire and cooked out and grilled out. And just everybody kind of milled around, hung out, and played radio a little bit, and then they'd get up and mill around a little more.
Camper over to Twin Lakes Campground in Clemson, and set up, and I had a big 10 by 15 foot cabin tent that I would set up, because, you know, I don't think you can technically operate inside of a heated camper. So I had a propane heater in the cabin tent, and it would stay pretty warm in there, and we'd set up a little folding table with radios and stuff, and, you know, some people would come out. That was a lot of fun. I'd love to do something like that again, but we don't have any halfway decent campgrounds around Shelby.
Shelby's not a big campground area. People generally wanting to get away from there. And Twin Lakes, that's probably one of my favorite campgrounds to go to when we used to go.
Spot, I think it's 54, that's actually a double. So you get two pads, and, you know, camper on one, cabin tent on the other. You got plenty of room to sprawl out. And there's that that beach grass area right next to that where you can set up a big antenna. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun out there with that.
You haven't been camping down there in quite a few years. But just bought that little pop-up, so I'm hoping this spring we can go do a little bit of camping.
Around near Shelby at the Broad River, I haven't been yet, but they do have a big sign out front that they're advertising like long-term spots, and that's most camping, you know, most campgrounds around Shelby are geared for long-term, since it's a totally different dynamic than most of the other, you know, like just transient campgrounds. But, yeah, I might cruise on down there and with the car and just kind of drive through and check it out and see if it'd be suitable for winter field day.
Hopefully you find something that you can use, and that way you and the boys can get out and do some of that, and that would be good.
The club will go set up at Crowder's Mountain or King's Mountain or something like that. There's a guy there, Russell, who loves to go out and do field work, so I'm sure he'll have something planned that'll be in a pretty good spot. I need to just talk to him, because I don't think they have any camping, you know, I don't think they have camping over there, but if they do, I might be able to drag the camper over there.
The one thing about field day last year is there was enough people there that it got a little crowded, and when you keyed up a 100-watt radio, it would kind of mess with other people's computers and electronics and stuff like that. So I have to spread out a little more this year.
If worst comes to worst, I'll just set up in the backyard like I do for summer field day.
No matter what, you have that option, right?
16 by 20, it's not a shed, it's actually on a foundation, but I have a 16 by 20 utility building out in the back of my backyard, and I've been thinking about, and I know I won't be able to do this in time for winter field day, but I've been thinking about roughing it in. It needs new siding on it anyway, so if I rip it all down, I may as well, you know, put up some good insulation and stuff, and make it a temperature-controlled, you know, climate-controlled space. And that could be my, you know, like my ham radio shack out there.
Good. That way you've got a place you can get away for a few minutes, too, and get some peace and quiet.
And we've got, you know, Courtney and I own the two houses that are next door to each other. You know, and I've always got, you know, the one that I own is a work-at-home house, so that's got our offices in it, in the house. But I still don't have an HF antenna. I really need, maybe that'll be my thing this weekend. I need to finally figure out an HF antenna.
I have a center-fed dipole that I bought just for something quick and easy. And it seems to work okay for me. It's not great. I couldn't stretch it completely out like I wanted to. But, I mean, it'll tune 160 meters the way it is. So I can't really complain about that.
Dipoles already, but I don't really have anything to hang them from, so I was thinking about getting a vertical, just like a ground-mounted vertical somewhere.
For mobiling around or field day and stuff like that, I use what's called the super antenna. I bought it, and it's got different load coils on it, and one's adjustable, so you can tune it. And it seems to do pretty good. It's a vertical, and Ken, that's all he's got, what's called the octopus, where it's just got different vertical antennas mounted in a circle on it.
Whole deluxe setup that I use for field operations, and it's really good. It actually works really, really well, even though it's super close to the ground. The mast, I think, is around, I forget how tall the mast is. I think it's like 12 feet or something like that. But it still gets out really good. You know, it's got adjustable loading coils on it, and it's got telescoping elements, so you can set it up any way you want. And I usually set it up as like a an off-center fed on a low band, and then, you know, I can use it on a few of the bands without having to adjust it.
I mean, there's all kinds of options out there for antennas. I mean, it's just a matter of what you want to do, and then you can build your own. I mean, or you can just get one and use it, too. I mean, several different options.
The option is I've got a bunch of trees in my front yard, and I can probably throw a vertical out there among them, and nobody will ever see it, and... you know, I can bury some radials, and it's out in the front, so the dogs won't be messing with it or anything like that. I think it might be my best option, but I just, you know, I haven't wanted to drop the money on an expensive multi-band HF vertical. But, I'm 2 years now without any HF at home, so I need to just get moving on it.
Yeah, I need to do something more permanent, and I keep saying, oh, I don't want to do it because... We got the property up there, and one day I want to get up there, but it just seems like it's not, everything is against me to do that lately. So I don't know whether to focus my energy on it or what. And then at the Lawrenceville Ham Fest, I bought a little Tar Heel so I could just put it pretty much anywhere that I can get a ground plane and tune it up and down. So, I mean, I can always do that.
It's easy to fall into the perfect solution fallacy where, you know, oh, I'm not going to do it if I can't do it perfectly. I just need to get something up that works and start operating again because, you know, I'm just sitting on my hands right now.
It's definitely easy to fall into that one. If you wait until it's perfect, it's never going to happen.
Perfection is the enemy of the good or something like that?
Something like that. I can't remember exactly how it goes. The dream is always perfection, but it seems like the process to achieve it is the adventure.
W2JKT. Yeah, I think overall everybody's just too busy to do anything, you know, that's personally fulfilling or anything like that. We're all trapped in this hamster wheel, so it's hard to find the time to do anything that's actually rewarding or fulfilling or anything like that.
It does seem that way sometimes. I get frustrated and things I want to get done, and another year's passed and they're still not done.
Yeah, the transport police are at the exit ramp for 35. They got a bunch of trucks pulled over. I think they're giving them tickets for stopping for the night there.
Surprise me. You can only drive 11 hours in one day, and you can only be on duty 14. So it kind of limits how much you can do, and then places won't let you park anywhere. You see all these signs, no trucks, no trucks. Just like going down to the Michelin test track Friday, the whole town of Lawrence is no trucks in it. No through trucks, no through trucks everywhere you go. It's a nightmare to get down there.
How we treat people who drive all night for a living, you know, it's just, you think you can cut them some slack or something like that. The HF antenna, need to do it.
Do it, but I can't do it. This time of year, it's hard to do because the weather for me, it's so muddy up around the house. Because like I said, don't get enough sun to dry anything out, and the freezing and thawing, it just, it's a muddy mess. It's mud season is what I call it.
It was always super muddy because of the dogs, and it was a sloping lot, so it was really hard to get grass to grow because of the dogs, and then, you know, the mud would all wash downhill, so I had really bad erosion problems. But yeah, wintertime was super muddy out there, and that's one thing I don't miss. My new property is a little bit more flat, and the dogs don't tear up the grass as much because it gets a lot of sun. So, you know, because I don't have a whole lot of trees in my lot. So, it's a much better situation. Just my only situation right now is just time. Can't find any of it.
That's why we're out here at 5:30 in the morning driving to work.
Well, The repeater's starting to get a little scratchy on me, so I'll let you run, and have a good day, Patrick. 73 to you. Hope you're safe out there, and have a good, productive day. Well, maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on my way home. This is W2JKT.
Have a great day, and everything goes your way. And I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon, KO4HKX. I'll be clear. 73.